You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're back, and thank you so much for watching the show. It's you can give us a call. We're talking about commercial real estate today.
And listening.
Yeah, we are. They are listening.
Watching the show.
Well, they're listening. What can I tell you? I know they're not watching the show because whenever we play Pitbull, something happens.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about commercial real estate. We spent the first half of the show talking about downtown Fort Lauderdale. We're going to spend the rest of the show talking about the rest of South Florida. So what is it that you'd want to talk about first? Wanda, you got any ideas?
Well, we talked about all that other great stuff. What about apartments and condos and all that stuff south of the border here in Miami-Dade?
Well, south of the border, you've got all kinds of great real estate deals going on. A lot of the apartment deals are starting to deliver right now, and there will be soon. And there's some really interesting projects coming out. And what you're going to see is the new finishes and the new ways that the buildings are built. And they're also built in all of these new urban locations. You heard Jay Jacobson talk about it a little. Everybody's kind of focusing in on trying to be in a urban zone where you got a lot of different things going on and people can be together and mix it up and walk to work and walk to shopping and get yourself off the highway. The main thing is that people want to avoid the highway. Another thing that Jay Jacobson said was that people are figuring out where they want to live based on where their roots are and their timing is, and they're trying to get back and do that, and it's not that easy for them. So, you know, these people are building the apartment buildings in the different locations. And let's face it, they're building condos, too. And the condos, a lot of them are going to be turned into rentals. A lot of the people that own the condos built them to do them as rentals. So the units to rent them as rentals. So you'll see some, you know, highly amenitized units going up in the condos. And you'll see some highly amenitized units going up in the apartments. What won't you see? You won't see a lot of attainable housing. That's going to come next. Why? Because the attainable housing was destroyed and they built these apartment buildings. But you're going to see people building the attainable housing. I'm working with some guys, right, some people right now. And we're building 6-unit, 8-unit, 12-unit, 24-unit deals. They were on the show a few weeks ago, Metronomic. And they're going to build attainable housing. Housing for people that work in downtown that want to live in, you know, a little bit just outside in like Flagler Village, Little Havana, Coconut Grove. Amazing deals. We're doing them and it's really, really cool. We also loaned money to them. They were one of our private lending clients. Other people that I'm seeing doing deals are a lot of the major real estate operating companies that are self-capitalized. Right now, if you're going to go vertical, you're going to have to pretty much be able to have a lower leverage construction loan, and not a lot of the merchant builders can do that. So you're going to see maybe a little bit of a slowdown or a change in the nature of the apartment buildings. But guess what, everybody? It's time to start developing your condo. That's right. If it takes 5 to 6 years to get your condo out of the ground and built, well, you better be starting right now. That's right, right now. And I got to tell you, there is financing for condo construction. I was on the phone yesterday talking about one of those deals. And if you get your sales in line, you know, it may take you a little while. You're probably going to have to commit a couple of $1 million to put up your sales center, get your pre-sales going. And if you can prove out that your project is going to be successful and reach the pre-sale threshold, your deal's going to go. Why? Because I know the construction lenders, and that's what they're telling me. And I got to tell you, if a developer can get financed, he'll go vertical, and now may be the time for people to start. I know for a fact that I'm having meetings with people, and we're talking about that right now. Won't tell you exactly where, but I will guarantee you that it's in one of these high-density urban cores here in South Florida, and there is a demand for this. There's a demand for places to live close in. How do I know? Because I've been doing it for 35 years. I live right next to the huge development, the Paraiso District that Related is about to deliver. So that's what I think about apartments and condos. What's next, Wanda?
Well, I think with all these people moving in and out, they've got lots of stuff and they need a place to store it. And I've been noticing lots of storage units going up. How many storage units do you think we can possibly handle?
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because unless we're building as many storage units as we are apartments, we're not really probably oversupplied because a lot of the apartment units are going to be smaller.
Yep.
And what are you going to do with your stuff? No one ever wants to throw anything out. Just go to your
back. That's a whole other issue.
Okay, well, but that issue is what drives these storage deals. And so the storage deals are going up in neighborhoods that are real close to these apartment buildings. And what's really going on is if your apartment building is a couple of closets short, that's what the storage thing is for. And so people are using the storage unit, and once they go in, they never come out. I've had my storage unit for like 20 years. I keep trying to I keep trying to get the weekend to take them out.
Do you ever take things out, or you just keep putting things in?
I kind of swap things out. Mm-hmm. But there's things that never move, and I really want to get in there one day and just take a lot of that stuff out that never moves. I want to make a rule that if I haven't touched it in a year, it's going to go out. If I haven't touched it in a year, I don't need it. Well, I don't know that it's all saleable. I got a lot of bobbleheads in there, you know, Marlin stuff. I've got my notes. I still do. I take written notes of every phone call that I've had since I got into the real estate business in 1984. In fact, just recently I found that the last notebook that I took my notes in when I was at UF, I keep everything.
Hmm.
I'm not alone.
Pack rat.
I am. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
It's not.
As long as we've got storage units, we've got them.
You know, let's talk about pets. You know,
pets
are a flashpoint. You know, a lot of people moved into these buildings a long time ago, then they brought the pets in later. The pets are now got these things on that they're untouchable because they're the service animals. And let me tell you, I love the pets. I like to go in the elevator. I like them to lick my hand. I like to pet them. I like Fluffy or Fluffy.
They like to be touched.
I work in a lot of places where the dogs bring calmness.
Mm-hmm.
But when people have the really big dogs, I don't know how happy they are in the apartments.
Well, do we get rid of big dogs? Because that's becoming an issue. I mean, if we keep making places that people can live in the city that are smaller, what happens to the big dogs? Are we going to just...
We got to give them tall grass.
Breed them out?
We got to give them tall grass. Well, look, you know that a lot of dogs have been bred for whatever, but I don't think you breed them out. I just think you got to think...
Is that a word, really?
I don't know. But the point is that I think that what you do with the pets is that you have to be considerate of the pet, and you have to love the pet enough to not try to force it into something that's just not good for it. The pets, did I just almost say the pets are people too? I guess I just did, didn't I?
Well, they're souls.
They are a soul. They are a soul. And they're beautiful. I love Fluffy.
Beautiful souls.
I mean, Fluffy keeps me calm. So, in fact, I know guys
that's
that...
That's even possible.
I know. There's people that are putting real, like, pet washes and stuff in these places.
Really?
I'm telling you, there's beauty salons for pets. Wanda, I got to move you into this building.
I'd move into there.
I need you there. What else are you thinking about?
Shopping centers. So I like having the... I like the idea of just roaming downstairs and picking up stuff in my pajamas.
Well, maybe not any role. Well, a visual I really
nice
didn't
pajamas.
Necessarily need, but I do the same thing. I walk down in my building in my pajamas, but there's nothing down there except the mailroom. But the Styles guys are building it. They're building a Publix underneath. Well,
cool.
Let me say this. They didn't say Publix. They didn't announce who it is, so I can't say Publix. But some upscale retailers going in there
down. Whole Foods, wouldn't that be awesome?
All I can tell you is if that happened,
just saying.
Vivian would make me buy 3 units there.
Just saying.
What an awesome place that's going to be in. And, you know, it's really exciting what's going on in downtown Fort Lauderdale because it was overlooked. And downtown Fort Lauderdale is really getting exciting. But the other places that have been overlooked are also being built. Wynwood keeps on cranking. If you went and drove through Wynwood, you wouldn't believe it. The parking garage looks finished. They've got the top glassed in for windows. Other buildings related is doing a smoking hot deal that basically surrounds Panther Coffee. It's really, really exciting. And then I can tell you, I know somebody who's got a deal up there that just went hard, but I can't tell you who. I can't tell you where.
Don't tell.
Oh, no. Might be me, though. And so, you know, it's really going well up there in Wynwood. You're seeing all kinds of stuff go on. You're seeing the same kind of thing go on in Doral. All these urban cores are going on. And what are they doing? They're doing it around retail. Retail that you can walk downstairs, walk up and down Main Street, go into a restaurant, and it's something that I think is real important. And so you go, how are we going to get rid of this traffic if we don't build more roads? We're going to take people off the highway this way. Imagine how there's fewer trips. If the people are going downstairs in the elevator, they're not going in their car. And that's 2 trips right there that's off, going and coming. That's 2 different trips. And also, you know, we should talk about how they're doing now the immediate delivery. Immediate delivery is changing this. I think that now all the big players are you know, either a subscription fee or a per transaction delivery fee. And I must tell you is that I needed a whole bunch of men's personal items. Let's just talk about it that way. And I go like once every quarter. And I buy like the shampoo and the toothpaste and the whatever I'm going to use. This time I did it online. It took me 20 minutes, 15 minutes. I didn't even have to go in the car. I saved money too. I won't tell you where I bought, but I compared a couple of the major sites and then I picked one. And I'm sure that's what people are going to do more and more. I saw something last night on TV that by, like, I think it was 2024, 70% of groceries are going to be delivered.
Awesome.
I know. I think it's great. And they're also now getting real close to, I couldn't believe this, but it appears to be true, drone delivery. They do it in Europe. And I've seen photos of the UPS truck with the drone thing on the top. I guess the guy, the person puts the package up, gives it to the drone, and the drone takes it. I don't know.
To the high rise?
I guess. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get deliveries on my balcony, though.
That's
That'd
what
be
I'm
kind
wondering.
Of weird.
That'd be kind of weird.
That'd be kind of weird.
For sure.
Now, what else are we talking about today? We've been talking about real estate. We're talking about it all over the place. Let's talk about the impact of Brightline.
I have another one.
Oh, okay, give
what
it
about,
me.
What about, since we're all in the city, how about making it less building-y and more greenery? How about parks and things like that?
Well, a lot of these big projects are including parks. This Paraiso District, this huge development deal that Related did, has a park. They did another one, the Icon Biscayne Bay, and that has actually access to the waterfront through the building and a park that they delivered. So people are, the developers are trying to address it, but, you know, people talk about green space, but you know, these buildings are tall too, so there's a lot of other changes to our experience living here as we switch into an urban environment. And I really think it's an exciting time.
Well, if they can make a building look like a treehouse, I'm all in.
Actually, I have clients that are doing that in Coconut Grove right
there
now.
There you go. I'm in.
Okay. Well, listen, we're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the urban development that we talked about. We'll talk about affordable, attainable, workforce, whatever kind of housing you want to talk about. But we'll do that after the break. And if you listen, you may even find out where you want to do your real estate and how you want to do it. So I'm going to help you make some money. Like a fool, I went.